This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 305 for September 11th, 2011. The music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And the song you're listening to is Dita. The artist is Oren Evans, and it's from the album Freedom. Well, I thought that was an appropriate album, and the song seems appropriate for today as we honor what happened and remember what happened on 9/11. I'm not sure honor is the right word, but we certainly can honor the people that sacrificed their lives and honor the people who are in uniform and who have continued to give as a result of the casualties and what happened on September 11th, 2001. Well, today the show is a little bit different. We have a segment produced by Gary Ebels, what normally is the co-hosted segment where Lorraine and I are part of the show. Gary joins in and gives us a Disney update. So look forward to that. He's going to talk a lot about what's new at Disney and many of the products that you can offer your clients if you take a little time and gain the knowledge to do that. So I look forward to that coming up here shortly. Well, the Home Base Travel Agent Show has a sponsor, and we only have one sponsor. The rest of the products and people and whatever that we have on the show are here because we find an interest in them and think that they will be an interest to you as a travel agent. But the product that we promote here is GoToMeeting, and it's GoToMeeting by Citrix. And Citrix is the way that I meet online with colleagues through their GoToMeeting product. And they have a new product out, and it's called GoToMeeting with HD Faces. And now you can collaborate with anyone around the world face-to-face. You know, this product is just absolutely amazing because you can see the facial expressions of the people that you're communicating with within the online meeting because you have HD quality video and you see the people as they're reviewing your proposals or looking at your presentations. You get to see what they're thinking through their facial expressions, which is very cool. Now, GoToMeeting with HD Faces will make your online meetings even more personal, engaging, and effective. And it's easy to use. All you need is an internet connection and a webcam. So I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It will change the way that you work. And listeners to the Home Base Travel Agent Show can try it for free for 30 days. That's a 30-day free trial. And all you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. That helps me out. That helps helps us keep the show up and running and pays for a little bit of the expenses. You know, it doesn't take care of all the expenses for the show, but it sure helps out, and it's good to have Citrix as a sponsor, a good quality company, so I want to thank them. Okay, with that, what I'm going to do is jump right on into the segment with Gary Ebels, and Gary is going to talk about, as we mentioned before, going to talk about Disney. So take it away, Gary.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Lorraine. Hello, Barry. And welcome to all of you loyal listeners of the Home Base Travel Agent Podcast. And if you're a new person here, welcome. I'm my name is Gary Ebels, and I get to participate in this wonderful podcast. Been here since day one, occasionally. And my passion is Disney. And I took the opportunity because Lorraine could not be part of the podcast tonight to fill in. And I decided to give a little Disney update. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. But let me just point out some things that will be appropriate specifically for you who are travel agents. So, because there's some new things on the horizon that you may or may not know about. And I guess part of me wants to keep you up to date. We all have limited time as to how we can keep ourselves professionally developed and trained and so forth. And some of you, your primary probably focus isn't in the Disney product, but there are some new things going on that I want to encourage you to possibly review and go and do these. So a lot of this is just setting you up to do some homework and not giving it all to you. Let me first start about to talk about the fact that the there is a brand new, refreshed Disney Travel Agents website. And I just have to say, it's wonderful, and it's about time. I've been using this for a number of years and found it just a little on the clunky side and a little dated for some of the other products that they put out, their own personal marketing websites and other things. And they've used a lot of the same features and so forth to use it on an exclusive Disney Travel Agents website, which brings me to the important point that is, it's exclusive. You have to be a travel agent. You have to have an IATA number. That's tough to say tonight. And to get yourself a login. But once you get yourself a login, you can go in there and use the system to train. We've talked about that in a previous episode. You can use the system to get up to date on news. And that's probably one of the more unique new features. I'll come back to that in just a minute. And you can use the site to check to see what products are available, to check to see what reservations are available. It's the interface that you do everything that gives you a tie-in with your commission that goes as a result of selling some of the products, just like we do in a number of things. It has a lot of great features. One of the things I just mentioned is the fact that in the Disney news, when I talk about the fact that it used to be clunky and so forth, and most of us got our updates through an email, and we still do, and if that's the way you handle things, fine. But some people, in order to deal with some of the large volumes of information, find other ways to keep track. And Disney has done kind of a unique thing in the fact that they actually have their news set up that you can get it in a RSS feed. Now, if you don't know what RSS feed, that's that little orangey thing that appears on a lot of websites. And if you click that, you can say anytime something new appears on this website, or typically what it is a blog or facsimile of it, you can have that automatically sent to your news reader. And it would be like getting a custom New York Times or USA Today, which you said, okay, I only want news about these 9 things or something. And so it would only feed you that news, and it would all be there in order when you sat down to read it. The other neat thing about it is when you sit down to read it, you can do it in your spare time very often. And what does that mean? Spare time means in those few minutes in between phone calls, a few minutes drinking a cup of coffee, and you can consume it on one of your devices. You don't have to be in front of a computer. A lot of you have an iPad, an iPhone, an Android system. You can consume these types of things, and so you're not killing trees, number one, and you get it all custom delivered to what you want. And so Disney has that feature there. They're also getting to be pretty heavy users of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And I know that Loreen and Barry and I all have all of those accounts, and you're welcome to friend us to keep up what's going on, and to keep track of where we're at and what we're doing. But Disney is also another one. So if you consume some of your information via Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, you're going to want to sign up for those things also. The other thing about the site is that it has a lot of other features. It's much more user-friendly. The workflow is much nicer. Looking at the left navigation page, it has quote or book, which is what we had before. Retrieve a reservation, which is actually in a different format there. Featured offers, Disney tools, training and benefits for all of you that are travel agents. And then it does go in and has a whole section in there to tell you about the recent site updates. So, like I said, about time. It's pretty amazing. It also has things laid out in such a way where if you're just going there to get research, a quote for one of your clients. It's got Disney Destinations, which includes Walt Disney World, Disneyland Resort, the Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. They actually have a separate link for their newer resort I'll talk about in just a minute, and other Disney vacations. But then they also have agent quick links. So you have a client who calls you up after you've booked them, or you're trying to do this and make reservations for dinner or inside of a park. They have actually direct links to things like park hours, refurbishment, dining, special events, and those things too. And then the last area there is Disney Travel Agent News. So, again, I won't spend any more time talking about this, but first off, if you have yourself a Disney login, you should, if you haven't already, make sure you get in there and take a look at this new site. It's pretty user-friendly. And if you are a travel agent and you've never been to the Disney Travel Agent website because somebody hasn't called you up and ask for that, or you've been too busy booking cruises in the Pacific Ocean or Alaska, then you really should do yourself a favor and get in there and see what some of the features and the offers are, because Disney in a lot of areas is catching up with some of the exclusive things. Which brings me to my next point here, and that's to talk about one of the things that's been around for a little while. It just seems to be, every time I turn around, it seems to be getting bigger and more important. And that's something called Adventures by Disney. You know, I remember a long, long time ago, and I was in the Air Force when I had gotten out of high school, and I was stationed over in Germany. And my parents came over and visited me, and they got on one of these buses and toured around Germany and the Netherlands and France and so forth. And, you know, bus tours and guided tours have been a mainstay for a long time. And I'm really going to be kind of setting you up to be naive at this point. But the point of it is that I've always kind of thought that tours were kind of like for old people. Now, the unfortunate part is I'm one of those people now, but I'm talking about, we think that's what senior citizens do. They get on a bus and they go on tours. But Adventures by Disney is really not designed under that pretense. I mean, the person who they're marketing to are really, number one, families. I don't know if it's number one, but to families, to people any age, because their adventures, as we would call them, run a whole gamut. They have adventures virtually anywhere in the world, and they're guided tours, but they go to unique places that I'm thinking to myself, you know, they had to ask pretty nicely to be able to do and bring groups of people there. I've read reviews on some of the destinations, and the people say have nothing but praise in their destinations. But in addition to that, they have destinations in the United States. They also have destinations within the resorts. That's kind of interesting. So you can actually go on an Adventures by Disney where you can spend a day or multi-days, and they take you backstage in some of the unique things in the history of the Disney product, whether you happen to be at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or any of the other places that they have. So another reason to go on to the Disney website is to make sure you're aware of some of these offerings they have under the heading of Disney Adventures by Disney. I mean, some of their itineraries include trips to Africa, Asia, Pacific Adventures, Central and South America, North America, Europe. They also, go figure, Disney, adult exclusive departures. And so let's say, okay, but isn't Disney always Disney? And the answer is no, not necessarily. They actually have ones that are adults only. They have holiday excursions. And so if you can only get away and you're looking for something unique to do over the holiday, again, great things to set your training up and get yourself ready to do some product. And it connected within the Disney Travel Agents website is, somehow I went back to Disney Travel Agents website, but is lots of ways to market and send out emails that are already produced with your name on it that actually talk about some of these upcoming itineraries and so forth for Adventures by Disney. So, and last but not least, in my little Disney update, and I don't mean to be this a whole segment and so forth, but is the fact that most of you have probably heard either on your TV set or through your email and so forth that Disney has a new Disney Vacation resort in Hawaii. And it's called the Disney Vacation Club Alani. Now, what's interesting about this and the other, and what I want to talk about Disney Vacation Club, and as a disclaimer, I'm a member of the Disney Vacation Club. So I'm a DVC owner. But what a lot of people don't realize is that these properties aren't exclusive to just the owners. My ownership allows me to stay a certain number of days by using the points that I've purchased and maintain. But virtually all the properties are available for rental. Just as you would a room. And so if you say, well, a regular old room at the Polynesian isn't going to do well for me, I would like a one or a two bedroom. Any of the Disney Vacation Club properties are available for rental and sometimes very competitively, depending where you are, and you get the Disney experience there. And that's unique to Alani. And a couple of things I just wanted to point out, and you go, well, I don't want to know anything about Alani, simply because I sell a lot of Hawaii and this is Disney and they've probably just made it like a theme park. And in fact, it really isn't. They do have characters. They basically say the characters that stop by occasionally are on vacation. So they're just happen to be there occasionally. But in typical Disney fashion, they have two unique things that, again, I've read and have been getting major praise for. Number one, Disney is known for storytelling. Virtually anything they do, any attraction they have, and if you've been to Disney, you know what I'm talking about, has to have a theme. It has to have a story behind it. There's a backstory, which everything is based there. They just don't have rides. It's not a Cedar Point. And so in the same way with Alani in Hawaii is that there's a story behind it. And what their goal was is to create a Disney resort, but simply because they are selling the resort experience and telling the Hawaiian story. And the more I learn about this, I'm thinking we may have to send our West Coast correspondent, Lorraine, over to Hawaii to check this place out. And maybe she'll have to be our guest, and I'll be the guest host, and we'll have to interview her after a trip over there. Now, she's going to call me up for money here pretty quick, too, so I better be careful. Anyways, the point of it is that, again, for people who might ask about this product because it's being advertised, Alani, you might want to get up to speed, up to date on the resort, simply because people may be asking about it. And also to keep in mind, even though it's called the newest Disney Vacation Club Resort, over half of it is basically a hotel. And so it's not all condominium products and projects and things like that too. So anyways, check those kinds of things out. Well, I've taken up enough of your time right now. That's your Disney update for September. Disney Travel Agent websites, the Adventures by Disney, and the new Disney Vacation Club in Hawaii. All the information you could possibly want, at least initially, is can be found on that Disney Travel Agent's website. Well, I'm going to say good day. And if you want to contact me, have any questions, you can reach me at WDWGary, Walt Disney World Gary, at gmail.com. You can follow me at Gary222 on Twitter, or you can friend of me on Facebook, and I'm facebook.com/Gary.Ebels. And that information will be in the show notes, which I'm sure that you all have signed up for. Well, that's all I have for today. Back to you, Barry.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Thank you for helping out during Lorraine's absence. I really appreciate that, and it's a great segment that you produced, and it's always great to have you on the show. You always do such a nice job for us, so and I know the agents out there really appreciate it. And this brings us into the news segment of the show. But before I get there, you know, I do want to mention that you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Home Travel Agent, all one word, and it's .net. And drop me an email. Let me know what you like or don't like about the show. I really appreciate it. And Lorreen, you can reach her at sharptongued, sharptongued, at mac.com. And that's Lorreen Romero's email address. Lorreen will be back with us next week. And we're going to have an interview next week with someone that's been on before, but a totally different product that we're going to be talking about. So look forward to that one. Now, the news items here are all linked up in the show notes. So you can go to the show notes and click on the links and get to the full-length article. But here's a summary of what we have. And the first item is Marriott is offering an exclusive, what they call a fantastic rate. And this is for travel agents, and it's starting at $89 per night. And it's given to IATAN CLIA certified travel agents who've passed the Hotel Excellence Training Program. Now, the program is Marriott's comprehensive and interactive program that addresses the training needs of travel agents. Now, these discounted rates are going to provide you with a remarkable opportunity to experience the best Costa Rica hotels. And these rates are available in Costa Rica, and it's available through December 2011. And it's going to be available at many of the Marriott properties in Costa Rica. So you may want to take advantage of this, because this is an opportunity for you to get down to Costa Rica, experience that beautiful country, and experience the Marriott hotels. Now, some of the hotels that they're offering these great rates at, and they start out at $89 a rate, $89 per night. And actually, one of them here is $56 starting out. And that's the Resident Inn by Marriott in San Jose, Escaza. The article has their other hotel properties listed, including the Courtyard by Marriott San Jose, and that's where the $49 per night rate is. So you may want to check out this FAM trip, FAM opportunity, take the educational program, and take advantage of that. The winter's coming up, after all. Now, in this article, Skip Fortier is honored as a 2011 top agent by Travel Agent Magazine. Now, Skip has an independently owned and operated affiliate of Avoya Travel, and we've had Avoya Travel on here before with Scott Kepp, talking about Avoya Travel in one of the previous shows. And Skip is an agent of theirs, and he is one of the leading travel companies in North America and beyond, and today was announced that he has been named one of the Travel Agent Magazine's top 25 agents for 2011. For his outstanding customer service and exemplary sales. So if you want to learn a little bit more about Skip and what it takes to be a top travel agent, you might want to go and click on the link to this article in the show notes and take a look at that. But congratulations, Skip, and I hope you can do it again next year. And it sounds like you got a good thing going there. You know what you're doing, and you can be a good example for other agents, I'm sure. So, once again, congratulations. Now, the next article is about Azamara Cruises. We've had Edie Borenstein, who is the marketing director for Azamara Cruises, on the show. And what's happening at Azamara Cruises, according to this article, is that when your next year's vacation plan starts to formulate for your clients, Azamara Club Cruises is enticing travelers to book early and enjoy 50% savings on brochure rates, as well as 50% savings on land discovery shore excursions when booking online. Now, they're promoting this, and they're thanking travel agents for helping them to promote it, because Azamara Club Cruises is offering travel agent partners the opportunity to win one of 12 prizes when booking two or more Azamara 2012 Asia voyages. Travel agents can earn multiple chances to win a complimentary voyage on one of the six sailings that coincide with the world-famous cultural events, as well as tickets to the respective special event therein. And the promotion runs through from September 1st through October 31st, 2011, and applies to full fare bookings made for Azamara Quest voyages departing from January 4th, 2012 through April 24th, 2012. So check out this article, learn a little bit more. You have an opportunity not only to book a premier cruise for your clients, you have an opportunity to win a great prize for yourself as well. So check this out. Well, with that concludes the Home Base Travel Agent Show for another week. And we're glad to have you here, glad to have you as a listener. And we'll look forward to having you back next week. And until then, travel safe, stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you.